You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Welcome to Side Quest Side Sesh. I've got a question or a topic that I want to discuss, and it might be controversial. I don't think it is, but I'm sure that I'll say
that's
something inflammatory.
That's not the question. The question is, will Matthew think it is?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like his generation, everything's controversial. It's sunny out. No, it's not.
You realize I'm closer to your age than I am to Gen Z. Right?
But there's something about your age and below. It's all
you
terrible.
You 40-year-olds and your loud music.
And your Aerosmith. I am 44 years old, and I just feel like I wake up and I'm just like, I can't sleep. I'm just like, everything hurts. You sleep wrong and your arm hurts from your neck. It's just pain all the time. And I get massages here and there. I have this like, I guess it's becoming like a fetish. Like I love watching TikToks of, chiropractic, like people getting like adjusted. People swear by chiropractors. I've never done it and I would never do it because I assume it's all witchcraft and they just fucking paralyze you, right? Are there people here who like chiropractors? Because it's nonsense, isn't it, Jared?
It is, in my experience, not nonsense. I unfortunately have had a couple times. Boy, I really don't like your joking tone, Troy, because this is a very serious topic for me. So a couple of times in my life, I have had my back go out on me to where I couldn't really walk or move very well. And I had to go to like emergency chiropractor visits, and they do some things that helped me instantly to walk again. That fixed my back. This has happened more than once. Wow. Different chiropractors. Here's where it ends up kind of starting to slide into quackery.
Yeah.
Is that there are some chiropractors that say that they can realign energies inside of your body.
All right.
And that'll help your, you know.
All right.
right. But like in terms of just getting like a guy whose back is out to like not be in like excruciating pain, they can't help with that sometimes.
But how, I mean, imagine, because I'll Google, like, can you get paralyzed? And it's just horror stories of people, like, and they never walked again.
Well, the guy took my head and he does like a thing with it, like he's breaking your neck, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando or something.
But then people are like, oh my God, the relief. But then I imagine you have to go every 4 days, and if your insurance doesn't cover it, you're fucked.
No, that's also... Also not true.
Actually, good. Dispel these myths for me.
Go a couple times and then just don't go. You know what? What you have to take the ball and dribble it yourself. Like after they fixed my back, I had to like go exercise a little bit.
Okay.
You know.
Well, then I'm out.
Yeah. Right.
This is a very controversial topic in my household.
Oh,
because my wife has a bad back and sees these chiropractors, these
doctors.
Well, I guess they're actually chiropractors. The quotes is doctors of the back. And she swears by them and has been happy with the results. She also has had days where she just like is completely immobilized because of something that happened to her back and the chiropractor fixes her. And every once in a while, because I can't resist and I've hung out with Troy LaValle like way too long, I'll just be like, yeah, but that guy's a thief, right? Like, and she'll be like, stop saying that. It is not funny. Like, I really need this. And it's not amusing when you like make jokes that they are charlatans, you know.
Yeah, that's where the great O'Brien fortune is going to, his next sports car.
Right. Troy, go and get them to put the electroshock thing on your back. That thing's awesome.
Won't that make you sterile?
That's where I was out. I got a free consultation because I won some prize at work. And I went to a chiropractor, and I was all for all the adjustments.
This was a prize?
A prize? Yeah. Like was from a grab it machine?
No, it was like, was it, a- it was some sort of like vendor fair situation. So like a bunch of, like it was like the insurance company that was the company's insurance setup, like sent a bunch of things and you could go, one of the things you could get was like a free consultation. So I went and it was, I enjoyed the adjustments. That felt good. And then when we got to the electrodes, I was like, this probably would help me, but it's just freaking me out too much and I can't do it anymore.
Oh, I thought it felt, you didn't like how the electrodes felt on your, I felt that they felt good.
Did not enjoy the sensation of my muscles involuntarily twitching.
Did he put the electrodes on your balls like he did for me?
That part I enjoyed. I actually especially.
While well, you so were like good. Hanging from a.
Why are you using a car battery? What's
happening? I thought you were a doctor.
Call me. Call me Pithy Baby. Call me Pithy Baby. Tell me I'm a bad pissy baby.
Well, here's the thing. Is there anybody here that this is not. Crazy. Like, is there anybody here that doesn't like massages? I can't imagine, but
I don't like, I'm with Joe. I'm with Joe. I don't like massages.
Well, it depends. Like, okay. So, if I don't want to pay for that, like, that seems like nonsense to me. So it's like, if you want to, like, somebody wants to give me a free, very light massage, like, sure, that's great. But like,
you have a lot of buddies that just like, get over here, you son of a
bitch. Well, we're sitting here watching this football game and we're not going to give each other massages.
Hey, come here. I've had a couple IPAs. Get over here.
Don't be a weirdo. And then he just starts kneading my shoulders. No, I don't see the benefit. Like, if I pay somebody, it hurts and it's uncomfortable. And then when I leave, I don't feel any better at the end than when I started. Yeah.
You're going to the wrong place.
Have you ever done couples massage, Joe?
No.
Oh my God, it's awful. It's you and your it's you and your partner, and you're like naked under a towel, and then strangers are rubbing both of you. It's way too close to swinging, you know. It's
it
just
is
like,
very close to a key party.
So I've done couples massage both with my wife, and years ago, I went with Francis so we could get a discount. We went to a couples massage, and he was in like the room next to me because they were like, "You guys aren't married, right?" And he goes, "I was like, oh, you just come in this room." They knew that we were just trying to save $20, and I could just hear him being like, "Do you want me to take my pants off all the way?" But I love a massage. That's why I watch these videos. I'm like, look at the relief that they're having. But I just think I'm going to be the one that just, and I never walk again. Skid, you a chiropractor?
No, but as I've mentioned a few times before, my cousin Kenny was a chiropractor. And he was roommates in chiropractor school with James Helwig, the ultimate warrior.
He quit
to become an actor. So that combination of facts kind of sours me on the concept of
yeah, that but imagine imagine how good a chiropractor Ultimate Warrior could have been.
Oh, he could have been a Hall of Fame chiropractor. Yeah.
He does like a suplex on you and you can walk again.
Yeah, and Kenny told me he's never been more afraid of his life than he was living with James Elway. Every day he was afraid.
Yeah, that's the steroids.
I imagine it would be.
Well, call in, Naish. I imagine there are a lot of angry people with, you don't call them doctorates, the little papers on your wall that says you went to 6 weeks of chiropractic school. Let me know if it's real.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of non-doctor back people out there that are angry. Right. But the thing is, like,
some people that did some online courses.
The reason that I don't like to talk shit or impose my opinion at all, which is not informed, is like most of my opinions, it's wholly uninformed, is like there's two kinds of people in the world. There are back pain people and there are non-back pain people. Like that, there are groups of people that don't understand the world of back pain. And then there are people that, you know, people who get it are, it's a whole different existence and it sucks. It's awful.
The world of back pain is actually my homebrew setting for Pathfinder.
Welcome to back pain.
I understand the world of back pain. Yeah.
It's just, it's not something that I feel like I can comment on because I've been lucky enough to not experience like regular back pain, which is just shitty. Yeah.
Well, whatever you decide, Troy, on chiropractic, I think what you should definitely do is continue to not seek help from a professional and just complain about it on podcasts.
Yeah. Well, this I want to get more information, and we have an opportunity to reach thousands of people. I want to get lots of opinions and then still not go to a chiropractor. I made up my mind.
Right. 100% you should go. 100% you should try really? It one time.
Yeah. Can I tell them, like, please don't paralyze me?
If they were killing tons of people. If tons of people were getting paralyzed, do you think all of these chiropractor shops would still be open?
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be tons, Jared. It needs to be one.
Right.
Just you. And you're just
still in a NASCAR.
Hey, you drive a car, your chances of dying in an auto accident are way higher than that. You're probably on your phone the whole fucking time.
You know how many times
Instagram?
We successfully took this submarine to the Titanic?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be the one that's stranded under the sea.
I said paralyzed. Last night, they think that submarine may have gotten stuck inside the Titanic.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. Oh. So if you shipwrecked inside a that makes this the turducken of tragedy.
No, there'll be a service that goes out there to see the wreckage of the wreckage.
CJ told us they just found a debris field.
Minutes ago.
This recording, they just found a debris field.
This will be old news by the time this comes out.
Yeah, late long July national nightmare is over.
2024.
Well, we've lost three people that call themselves adventurers.
two people on that submarine were official members of the Explorers Club. Like the actual Explorers Club.
The really? Pathfinder Society.
The Pathfinder Society.
And hey, I'll never know.
Man, I know one of the higher ups in the Explorers Club. I've been there. Place is awesome. And I feel really? Bad for those people.
I know the same guy.
Yes, Matthew knows the same guy. He's amazing.
Well, I want to know their thoughts on chiropractic. Call in.
Okay,
let me know.
I will connect those two things.
I'm getting a massage in a few days. I can't fucking wait. That's all I need. I don't need the nonsense and cracking and electrodes. But what I do need is a session of Pathfinder with my good buddies. And that's why we are here today. You're in the jungle, and it's been pretty brutal. You guys like a mini game? So obviously, we were doing a little bit of a mini game there with the mites and the shrapnel and the exploding fruits.
I love
fruits.
A mini game. You I like think mini, game? Mini games can be a little tough as a GM. I think they can be a little tough to translate into shows. You know what I mean? Like they're not like the mechanics is kind of what's fun about it. But you're trying to describe really a role playing situation, but it doesn't translate as well. I feel. But
Pathfinder Society
I certainly enjoy the spirit of
tend
it.
To have a lot of them.
They do, yeah.
Or a few
yeah,
of them. So, they're usually in them.
Yeah, because if you're playing Pathfinder Society scenarios, like you don't want to just like walk underground into a room and just like fight room after room after room to the boss. You know what I mean? If every scenario was that, it would get very boring very fast. But you also just can't have like pure role play with a bunch of strangers. So it's like they give you that option to – you're still rolling dice. You're still making checks, but you're telling a different kind of story. And so I appreciate it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually cut them if they're boring, but like I liked this one. I liked that there was like actual consequences and it kind of set the tone for being in the jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I enjoy a good minigame. I also enjoy how inevitably when there is a minigame, the GM eventually has to be like, this is a minigame.
This is a minigame, right? Yeah. Well, because everyone has to kind of buy it. Into it. Like, yeah. Guys, we're doing a minigame. Please don't try and break the minigame.
Right, yeah, because you're like, this one roll is representing hours of stuff. You're like, all right, well, I've got everything I need to heal myself. So, like, right. Can I just do you know,
it's
you're
like, all right, just go ahead. We'll skip the minigame.
Fine. If you don't want to play the minigame, we don't have to play the minigame.
I don't. Can I just make a request about the adventure going forward? I would like to not have anything negative or any setbacks happen to my character. So, sometimes something that's not optimal will happen to my character, and it makes me really mad.
It's a bit of a bugaboo for me in these games. Yeah. I don't like
it. I love that idea of like requesting to not have any setbacks for your character. Yeah. That's so
that's
vague.
One of my don'ts. As well.
No downbeats, only winning like I'm The Rock in any movie he's in.
I'd like to get through this adventure without any adversity. Well, you finished. You were trudging through the jungle 5, 6, 7 hours.
The jungle. Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Sorry, I need an adjustment. You're trudging through the jungle and you find a body of it was like, it looked like it had some sort of elaborate multicolored robe on that had been faded by the sun. And you go up to it and it isn't a body. In fact, it's a skeleton right up Champ's alley, perhaps an old friend. Just a skeleton laying there, and you begin searching their belongings. You find an adventurer's pack. You find 6 little vials of some sort of liquid and a gold piece with a face on it that you did not recognize. So it belongs to some unknown nation to you. Unless it's just some counterfeit weird coin. And that's where we ended last session. What do you guys want to do?
Could Balthazar do a medicine check to try to determine the cause of death of the skeleton? If there are wounds on the bones, scrapings, stab marks, something of that nature?
Yes.
Yes, right. You can. And natural 3 for an 8.
You know that it's dead for sure.
Everybody. This body is dead,
says Balthazar.
Yeah, I just said that.
There are some rips in the clothing that seem to be like that possibly could have been from, you know, slashing, but it could be from animals over time trying to grab at the body. It's tough to tell.
But I mean, it was trapped, right? I mean, like it was caught in a trap.
Yeah, it was caught in a snare, but you look at the snare and it doesn't seem like the snare alone could have, like it didn't snap its neck. It could have just starved to death.
Yeah, brutal. Okay, Champ would like to see if he's ever seen a coin like this before. It would have literally had to come across his path. Like, I imagine him in a tomb, in a room where adventurers are coming through all the time, and maybe some died in that room, and he would rifle through stuff. It's happened before. Mm-hmm. Is this a known thing? So I'll just, I'm just going to roll a recall knowledge. It's a real, real long shot on society. 7.
Yeah, no. Okay. It's unrecognizable to any of you. Like I said, it's it looks like a man with like long bat-like ears and a like a pompadour wig.
Rufus, you sense any magic from this? And he holds up one of the vials, one of the 6 vials.
Rufus is not doing very well. Rufus has drained 1 and has lost, a big chunk of HP from the mites and stuff. So I think when you hand him the vials, like he's like having like a dysentery poop and going and like shivering like in the weeds and covered in spots. But he'll grab the vial and he will detect
magic. Silly animal.
You do not detect any magic on the vials.
Alchemical.
There's no magic.
Hands it back. Alchemical. Does anyone know anything about this? This potions and such.
I mean, I can roll crafting untrained. Can I do that?
Yeah, or roll medicine. Maybe it's something non-magical and medicine.
Yeah, it could be a
if it's an for diarrhea.
Okay, that's a 21 medicine.
it's an anti-diarrheal. They look to be antidotes. In fact, they are 6 vials of antidote lessers.
Oh, nice.
They're nothing. Mm-hmm. And Balthazar will put them in his chest compartment.
Balthazar pops all 6 top. Nothing.
He clearly had them for some purpose. What do you mean? Nothing.
Snake oil. Bottles of piss and ink.
Okay.
Did they by any chance help with mite bites? Oh! They give me diarrhea.
No. No, they do not. Would you like me to assist you with your diarrhea? I am a barber.
If you think you can help, man, I'm pretty messed up right now. Oh,
I find the best
withdrawal
way.
Withdrawal is no joke, man.
I have found with human patients the best way to cure diarrhea is death.
Okay, well, let's not try that.
That option is, you're welcome to get a second opinion, but that option is available to you.
The more you can treat wounds as well.
No. On diarrhea?
No, just in general. No.
Yeah, and I, you know, I think you should do the special treat wounds where you might hurt me.
Yeah, drained too. Drained, I think you have to sleep it off, right?
Oh, am I drained too? I thought no, I was drained said, once.
Drained as well. Drained also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, full night's rest. You'll get it.
Oh, yeah.
The more that you linger here around the body, you start to feel the oppressiveness of the jungle again while you've gotten past the bugs and the shrapnel and the shards. It's still an uncomfortable place. You don't want to linger too long. You want to keep pushing through.
Can we take a rest now?
No.
I'm not doing so well, man. Game over, man.
Not out here.
Can you treat wounds, or it hasn't been 24 hours, so you can't do battle medicine again?
I can't do battle medicine. I mean, we could stop, and I could treat wounds for 10 minutes, but...
Yeah, if you want to try it, go for it.
Jared, do you need me to treat wounds?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like 10 down, a little more than 10 HP down. So, I mean, I'm fine to continue playing him as in a horribly bad way for a while.
If you're only down 10, I would say push forward.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. You kind of, it's kind of like you're half the course.
Fuck it up.
Yeah, Rufus is just being a bit of
a
wimp. Yeah, he's being a wuss, you know? He's not used to jungle exploration.
Yeah. We should take this body, or at least some parts of it, man.
And he just starts taking bones from the skeleton and just like putting them in his backpack. And then he'll pick up his short sword and shield, steel shield, and continue forward.
Okay. So you keep pushing through. Keep pushing through the brush. What next horrors will await you here? And how long will you have to keep going through? Because it doesn't look like there's any comfortable place to camp, and you don't feel particularly safe, especially now that you see there was some sort of snare that killed someone. So,
I'd like to roll. I would like to use my thievery to keep an eye out for snares now.
Okay, yeah. Great. So you go ahead and give a thievery roll.
Actually, maybe it would be a perception to find. I don't know. Thievery's fine. Here we go. Oh, nice. 24.
Nice.
Okay. All right, so you're really keeping a lookout for traps. Perception is probably right, but like, when do you ever get to use thievery when you're not cracking, trying to disable a device?
Right.
So I'm going to let it go because you're really trying to look at and see, like, is there anything here? Maybe could be function as a trap. So you're keeping a lookout, and the rest of you are just watching very carefully as you go. And it feels like ages since you started going through here, but it's really only been about 8 hours. You're just covered in the oppressive heat and humidity of this place. And to make matters worse, the deeper you get in, you've heard these whispers sort of carry along the wind. And you don't know if it's like the barely perceptible rustlings of leaves and creepers blowing, or if it actually is like people talking. From time to time, you might hear like intruders or get out. You also don't know like if that's like heat stroke playing with your imagination, or if really is that just the wind. But you start to hear growls in the distance as well, buzzing nearby a little too close. You're turning, starting to get a little paranoid, and the trees are getting thicker overhead, and it's sort of bathing you in this constantly darkening gloom as the canopy densens, and the red earth beneath your feet makes the expedition feels more treacherous with every step as you sink into this clay. Suddenly, as you're trudging along, the noise stops and the jungle falls silent all of a sudden, and the only noise you hear is a babbling brook up ahead, and you see a ravine that goes down, and you don't see the water, but you can hear it. Let's go to Foundry VTT.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You will see I placed you on a map here. You're up in the top left corner.
Ooh.
I've got Karazor, Balthasar, Balthazar, Rufus, and Champ. Arrange yourselves any way you like in that general area. There, I sort of put you wherever you want, but you know, you know how you want to be traveling. Rufus, last week you had mentioned you're like staying behind the stronger looking ones.
Yes, if I can. They all look stronger than me.
Yeah, feel free to. You should be able to. If you can't move your pawns, let me know.
No, I'm going to just get away from the river, the stream. Oh, dear me.
Is this really dense, Troy, or can we see clear, like, across this map, basically? Or is it like there's trees every 5 feet, like, kind of, like, crowding in our vision?
Yeah, no, you can see across. Like, maybe the trees will block your view a little bit. Like, it's dotting the landscape.
But it's
the
fairly
trees
open.
Aren't super thick here. Actually, the thickest trees are the ones that seem to have fallen in front of, sort of making pathways over the ravine.
Okay. I think in that case, would it make... I think he's going to pull out his composite longbow. Does that make sense? Like if there was a threat far away, he could hit it with an arrow, right? Because it's
yeah,
like,
and you definitely feel uneasy because there was a lot of sound and all of a sudden it just stopped.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to sheathe his sword and shield and pull out a longbow and just sort of like stand in the back.
So I got to watch these. Okay, and Rufus, you're standing in the back. What about Balthazar?
Balthazar will stick to the front with Champ.
Okay, and Karazor.
Or Karazor will be in the lead. In as close to the lead as he can get.
Okay. As you're standing there and the world falls silent, you see a couple things emerge from the brush up ahead. The first is looks like a woman. And she's covered in leaves and vines, so you didn't even see her there. She was just completely camouflaged, but she makes her appearance known, and she looks right at you and takes an offensive stance. And then she puts her hand to the right, and as she does so, you see this, it just looked like a giant plant that sort of was like melding into a tree. The plant turns, and it is this enormous, fly trap.
Oh no.
Oh.
And she points to it and points to you. Roll for initiative.
Oh. And she seems like a like flesh and blood, right? Like a, like
oh,
a
yeah.
person, yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's a nymphish quality to her.
Nymphish.
Nymphish.
All right, so this is going to be one of the first times I've really run a true combat here on Foundry, so I'm going to be using the stat blocks that are included with this. I'm pretty excited. Let's see what happens.
What happens is garbage initiative for Champ. I don't know why he's so confused and out of it. He knew there was a threat up ahead. What is wrong with him?
It's okay.
Maybe because he has no eyeballs.
All right, let's go through initiative here. What did you get? Champ!
That is a 10.
A 10 for old Champ. Okay. And what about Rufus?
I got a 16.
16 for Rufus. Very good. And Balthazar?
13.
Woo! Some low rolls from the squad here on squad. Encounter number one.
Karazor.
20 from Karazor.
20 from
there we go.
Karazor. Okay. Of course, this woman goes first. So let the games begin.
Begin.
All right. Seeing where you all are, she is going to cast a spell. She's going to cast a spell, and I'm going to have all of you roll. Well, actually,
Troy, you're doing a little bit of a PBS voice here. You're putting me to sleep. Can you turn up the action a little?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to work with a lot.
I think he's vibing with Balthazar's voice.
A lot things. Going yeah. on. He's multitasking. give him a break, Joe.
All right. So if you should see that. You see on the map there, I put a burst.
Yeah, look okay. at the burst.
All right, so it's very large. Burst. That yeah. area is now difficult terrain. And each round that your turn starts, you're going to have to make a reflex save. If you fail that reflex save, you'll take a 10-foot circumstance penalty to your speed until you leave the area. And if you critically fail, well, I'll let you know what happens. But she has entangled the area. So not only is it difficult terrain, you could be slowed down even further if you fail your reflex save. So she will cast Entangle with two actions. And then we'll slide back.
If you fail your save, if I'm not mistaken, if you are a 25-foot sort of person, that means you can't move. Right?
Right.
Because in difficult terrain, you can only move 10 feet in a round. So if your speed is reduced by 10 feet, your speed is zero.
Well, no, because if it's reduced from 25, it's reduced by 10 to 15. And then difficult terrain, you can move one space.
Oh, okay, so the reduction comes before the you know what I mean? Because in difficult terrain, you can only move 10 feet if you're 25 feet. Because if you have that,
right.
it's 12 and a half, so you can only move 10 feet. So that if you reduce your speed by 10 feet, you can't move.
Professor,
it's a big difference.
I'll make the call and we'll figure out how it
works.
Yeah,
this is going to be fun for Professor Eric.
What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
Okay, well, let's find out. It is Karzor's turn. Karzor, go ahead and give me a reflex save.
That is a 17.
All right, 17 is a failure. You take a 10-foot circ pen to your speed until you leave the area, but it's not a critical failure. And I'm going to say that 10-foot happens first, and then so we'll resolve that because you rolled the save, so that's how I'm going to rule it. Your speed has been reduced by 10, but everything is difficult terrain.
Okay,
and
so
difficult terrain. I'm reading it now. Standard difficult terrain just costs an extra 5 feet of movement, like old Pathfinder, right?
Same old.
Yeah, yeah. It effectively halves your speed every square.
Okay, so if I triple move, can I move 20 feet? Is that how that?
No, if you triple move, you can move 15 feet.
15 feet. All right, I am going to. I'm going to do that then. He's going to work his way through the brush. How do you do with it? Like, you measure it out and then you. What do you do to, like.
Measure and then hit space while you're still
space.
Measuring.
That's what it is. Okay, there
look at that slide.
Awesome.
That's so nice because you know how many times I would, like, put my finger on my monitor and be like, where did I measure that to? Now you could just hit the space bar.
That's great. So, yeah, he's, like, struggling through the brush, hacking at it with his great sword. It's like, you jungle witch!
I love it.
Great. It is Rufus of Opara's turn.
Rufus of Opara, he's going to make a reflex save, right?
Yes, reflex save.
One reflex save. I'm going to. Here we go.
I just saw that the Dryad rolled a 30 initiative. Would you get out of here with this?
That's only a 13, I'm afraid.
13.
Reflex save.
All right. Not a critical failure, but you're in the same boat as Karzor. Minus 10 to your speed, and then take it from there.
Well, let's see. So, he's wondering. He's sweating. He's covered in mite bites. He's like, should I release the dragon? No. No, it's too dangerous. I can't let him out. He is going to, he's going to try a diplomacy. He's going to try to talk to her.
Okay.
If I may, I would like to make, I think, a diplomacy check and say, like, greetings. We are new to your land. We do not wish to harm you. Why do you tangle us as such? Please, we wish to be chill.
All right, so roll diplomacy to try and make an impression on this dryad.
This is not going to work, but Rufus is not a really smart guy. Okay, here we go. I have really good diplomacy. And I rolled a 26.
Ooh, that's 26. Very good. 26. She looks at you and she looks at all of your shiny weapons and armor and she just hisses. No. Ooh. She is not interested in brokering a deal with you. And what's interesting is it was Kumrock that said, make sure, you know, you're discreet and you're tactful if you encounter any civilization. But it doesn't seem like that's an option here. Perhaps this is not going to be a problem, but who knows? All right, so you got two actions left.
I do, and I think that given that she's not being... She's like, no. I'm like, all right, I tried to be diplomatic. And then I'm going to move, let's see, what, I got 10 feet of movement?
Yeah, what's your normal movement speed?
25,
yes. Yeah,
so I've got 10 feet, so I just need to get close enough to where, oh, well, that's as far as I can go right there. Can I get her? Whoa, what the hell am I doing with my...
That's amazing.
Who's doing that?
It's me.
Drugs.
Oh, it's you. Drugs. Okay,
trying to straighten you out.
Thank you.
There you are.
He is all out of sorts.
Having traveled that far, she's still 35 feet away, but her plant isn't. I go, then I'm going to have to hurt your big plant. And I I like do like some fucking movements with my hands, and suddenly flame comes up in my hands, and I go, and I blow it, and it floats across the battlefield, across the tangled field to the giant Venus flytrap. I am casting the cantrip Produce Flame.
Nice.
Produce Flame. All right.
I'm making a spell attack roll against your giant plant.
Okay.
That is a 20, a modified 20, rather.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
Nice work! Yes!
Oh my god, I'm always the GM. It feels so good to play and hit things. Okay. All right, now, Produce Flame is an awe-inspiring cantrip, you guys. It does a total of 2d4 damage.
That's a lot. Guy.
Yeah, but it's fire damage. They might be weak to fire.
That's maybe what I was thinking. So that's 4 fire damage plus your spellcasting ability modifier, which I guess is a 9, right? That's I rolled plus 9 on my spell attack roll, right?
That's the spell attack roll, but the modifier is based on, it's probably your 4. Charisma.
Yeah, 4. So 8 altogether.
8 altogether. Okay,
and,
so.
And let's see. On a success, it's on a critical success. Oh, no, only a success. Okay, so yeah, that's it. 8 fire damage.
I don't know what kind of noise this thing makes, but as it gets hit by that flame, it's just... it's very nice. Upset by that.
Nice, Jared. Good move.
And that was my 24-minute turn.
Balthazar the Mild, give me a reflex save.
That is going to be a 16, unfortunately.
You are not as spry as I thought you would be. All right, so you're in the same boat as everybody else. Do you have 25 feet of movement or 30?
I have 35.
35.
Oh! You're going to be able to get
through.
Did
you take fleet?
It is the monk ability. I'm looking at now. Can't find it. Nope. I can't remember. I'll remember when it's not my turn and you don't have to ruin my mindset first.
Sorry, I just thought you would know your character.
I know I have 35 feet of movement.
I didn't know it would throw you off that much.
I didn't know I'd be pretty fast
about your character. All right.
So because I can't...
Who built your character, Kevin Kaza? Did your wife make it? Don't lie. Don't lie to us.
This has Caitlin all over it. I know.
Caitlin all over this character design.
She's the only one smart enough to build a monk with 35 feet of movement.
Literally built it on the air with you.
Classic min-maxer that, Caitlin.
All right, so knowing that his movement is going to be hampered by the entanglement, Balthazar will start to just kind of like stride forward through the brush, moving slightly closer to the large fellow.
The flytrap.
The plant.
The large fellow.
And he is.
The flytrap adjusts its bow tie at that comment.
And his.
Hello!
His eyes will suddenly glow red and tingle and flicker a little bit, and then lasers will shoot out of his eyeballs.
Oh, that's cool.
His energy beam to attack
This is how I like my Pathfinder.
Yeah, this is my favorite kind of fantasy game with robots and laser beams.
That is it. I'm not a robot. I have a living soul within me.
That's great. Who happens to shoot lasers out of his eyes?
Straight out of Lord of the Rings.
I mean, this is really just so ripped from Tolkien. It's crazy. It really
yeah.
That's a 21 to hit.
21 to hit is a hit!
All yeah. Right. Nice.
So this is also like Bruce Flame. This is 2d4 fire damage.
Oh, this is ideal.
Nice. So you shoot fire lasers out?
I shoot fire lasers out of my eyes. So that's 6 points of fire damage.
All right, it makes the same scream as it's hit by your fiery eyes.
And with my third action, I will shoot lasers once more.
Really?
It's
a one-action John. Okay. All right, so it takes the map, right? This is basically your ranged attack.
But I rolled a natural 18.
Oh, my god!
So that will be a 21 to hit once more.
A 21 to hit is a hit yet again.
Oh, my god, that's amazing.
Awesome.
Minimum damage, 2 points of damage.
Okay, but you hear that squeal again, as if perhaps it is weak to fire.
That's probably an additional like 5 points of damage.
Yeah, it is. That two turned into a 7, probably.
Yeah.
In classic Joe O'Brien form, he will go after the flytrap because it is
last of all creatures known.
All right, so our friend the flytrap here is it moves very slowly, but it's going to come right up to the edge of this entangled area here and go to what do I want to do here? I've got two actions left. I am going to do an ability known as Hungry Flurry, which will be two of its leaves will come out and attack Karazor. First one is going to be not a great roll, an 18.
That's a miss.
It's a miss. And then the second one, okay, this is a better one. That's going to be a 25 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit on the old Q dog.
Hit on the old Q dog. All right. God, I feel like I haven't rolled Pathfinder. Oh, man, max damage. That's going to be 10 points of regular and 5 points of acid, so 15 points.
Man.
And Karza was already down from the poor medic that you brought board. And then...
Who caused that problem?
That's all three actions. However, it has improved grab, which means that it can use its grab action for free. So on top of that, you are grabbed.
Mm.
So you take the grab condition, so it goes, leaf, leaf, and it grabs you, and you feel as if it's pulling you towards its mouth!
No!
And it's Champ's turn! Take it away, Champ's
turn! All right, he will start with a reflex save in this entanglement. Ooh, 25.
25 for the Champ. That's actually good. You are free to move about the cavern, but everything is still difficult terrain.
Difficult terrain. Now, does that mean if I move... I mean, I'm one step from out of it, so does that mean I take no penalties?
Remember how it works? Like stepping in,
I think it's
stepping
always
out.
Stepping into
out.
A square.
Yeah, I think stepping.
Yeah, I think
out
you're okay
square.
Too. Let's rule it as you're fine stepping out. We'll find out next week.
Okay. So Champ is going to basically move around the map, sort of off what we have here on the grid.
Sure.
And come down closer to everything. But this is interesting. This is interesting. I like this. Like
good old
this.
Champ.
Champ.
I just googled skeletal champion, and that's what I got.
Okay, and then Champ is going to... he is going to fire his longbow at the flytrap. So
okay.
Skeletal archer. Classic skeletal archer is going to take a shot, and that will be 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice.
And he does 8 points of damage with with an arrow. Slunk! Right into the fleshy parts. And then...
Wow, you guys have done some damage to this poor flytrap.
Yeah, for the record, awesome. Joe, it's called Incredible Movement, and you get it at a third level as a monk.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was wondering if you had to spend a feat on that or if that was just a monk thing. That's awesome.
No, so long as you're not wearing armor, you get a plus 10 foot status bonus to your speed.
That's great. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and shoot a second time. This is going to be a tough shot, but here we go. That is a 10 to hit, so that is a miss.
10 is a miss.
On the second shot, and I am done. So he moved, and he fired off two arrows.
Now we go to round two, and it is the Dryad's turn once more. All right, so here's something fun that none of you will like, but you'll like it more than if this had happened during a Pathfinder first edition game. She's going to cast a spell. Let's see, it's a 5-foot burst, John. So I'll get my little measurement control out, and...
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Joe, give me...
It's just me?
Well, let me see. I can't catch more than one of you. Yeah, so it's just you, Joe.
Oh, no. Why me?
Because you're free of the entanglement.
You ever, as a GM, when you're targeting like that and you can only catch one person, go, who will be the least mad at me?
Yeah. Only for 8 years, Jared. Only for 8 years. Who's in the best mood right now? Yeah.
Most amenable mood right now.
It's so true. Okay, so Joseph D. O'Brien, give me a save. What the save is here.
What does it feel like? What's the spell?
Feels like you're falling asleep.
That's probably a will save.
Oh,
yeah. Should be fortitude though. But you know what? Let's just do reflex, because I have an 18 dexterity.
Sorry. I'm still learning the controls here, and I'm having trouble finding it. It is will save.
Will save. Does it have the mental trait?
It does have the mental trait.
Then I will be taking a bonus to this roll.
Ooh,
with my resilient mind. Here we go. 24.
24. That is a success. So you feel kindly. Like you're able to push it off. However, with a success against sleep, you take a minus one status penalty to perception checks for one round. So you get like a little out of sorts, but not so much that you fall asleep.
All right.
Awesome. A bit of room around the corners of your eyes that don't exist.
Yeah, it's just like shaking it off a little bit.
And she will... not cast a burst on herself. She will slide a little bit closer to you, like this is going to be a bit of a battle between the two of you. And now it is Karazor's turn. Karazor, you are grabbed by this flytrap. What do you do?
All right. Karazor is going to activate power attack as he's grabbed by this thing. And he's going to be shouting out,
we mean you no harm! We are peaceful people! Peaceful explorers!
And he's going to slash at the thing. That is a 21 to hit.
That's a hit. Yeah, I was like, it might be better to just try and kill this thing than waste a turn trying to escape its bite.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And that is pretty good damage. 29 points of damage.
29 points.
Whoa!
Of
oh,
damage.
What?
It is very, very dead.
Yes!
Oh, no kidding. Awesome. Holy smokes.
Yeah, you just annihilate it on that one hit. It falls
to
the ground.
Skull. That's good.
You make a chopped salad of it.
Okay.
I guess where you started your turn in the entanglement, you should start with a reflex save first, but it wouldn't affect your power attack. So roll the reflex save now to see if you'll be hampered any further.
Okay. That is reflex save. That is an 18.
18, you're still minus 10 to your movement. But looks like where you've killed that creature, you could take a diagonal step out and you'll just be a minus 10 to your speed, but you don't really have to worry about the difficult terrain.
Yeah, okay, so he is...
It's like grasping at you as you're leaving the area.
All right, so he's going to step out of the area and get a little bit closer to the Dryad. And he's going to be just like shouting. So it's like, I mean you no harm. We mean you no harm. Please.
I mean you no harm.
As he has his like sword out, like, you know, ready to weapon. Like chop it at
her. We mean you no harm.
Great. Well, coming up next is Rufus's turn. And we will check in with old Rufus of Opara right after this quick break. Rufus, is it time to unleash the dragon?
I think Rufus is, first of all, people that are watching who know how summoners work are like, why are you using your goddamn Eidolon?
Dude, that's all I kept thinking. All I thought was like, this is a Joe O'Brien type choice where you're like, I'm doing this for a role-playing reason. And there's people that are just like, bring out the Eidolon. Stop. You're playing a summoner. Stop.
Just want everybody to understand that I know that the only thing that my character does well is use his Eidolon.
According to a Treat Monk's guide on the 2E Summoner, if you don't bring out the Eidolon in the first round, you're basically playing a monk.
You're basically killing your friends.
You're basically playing a really weak spellcaster, and yet here we are. Okay. So, let's see. I think that Rufus is sweating, and he sees that Karazor has just destroyed a fly trap, and he thinks, good, I don't gotta bring out the dragon. We don't need the dragon. And then he will stumble forward through the brush. He can go 10 feet, right? That's it?
Oh, did you roll the reflex save? Let's see. You might.
I can roll it again?
Yeah, you roll it at the top of every round. It'll determine if you lose that 10 feet to your movement.
This time, baby rolls a...
Please don't call yourself baby.
This time, baby rolls a 17.
All right, so yeah, you still take a minus 10, but if you can get out of there, at least you won't be slowed down further by the
destruction. Yeah, he's going to get out of it, and then he is going to use...
Oh, wait, sorry, real quick, I don't think you can get out of it in one action. It'll take you two actions.
How come? Why? I move 10 feet.
Yeah, your failure means you can only move 5 feet in the difficult terrain, and you had to move 2 squares.
Oh, baby is annoyed. All right.
I don't like this.
But you could just use the second action, but then obviously like that probably fouls up a spellcasting.
No, it fouls up my goddamn spell, Joe O'Brien. Mr. Teacher, do we have homework? All right. That's okay. Can I retcon that I stepped anywhere?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I think I was like here.
You were right there.
Okay, and now let me make sure I have the. Let me make sure I have the. Okay, I have the range. So great. I'm going to use one of the most powerful spells in the game, Acid Splash.
Yeah.
Target with a spell attack. Here we go. And I'm like, I'm going to have to jack you up now, lady. And I roll one of the most powerful rolls in the game, a critical miss.
Oh, no.
Like a natural one?
A natural one.
Oh, no.
That means it's time to bring out the fan fumble.
Are we going to Fan Fumble Town?
The first one of SideQuest Side Sesh. This used to give money to a charity. Every time we fumbled.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
That's
right. Wasn't it SideQuest Side Sesh?
I strongly wanted to bring that back, and Troy said no.
Yeah, we all
do not
it was
do charity.
Important.
Because the charity was, it went straight to Matthew, and that's how he bought his condo. And I don't want him to buy another one.
That's why you're, that's where you're wrong, Troy, because I don't have a condo.
Damn it. Damn it.
Where did you use the money for?
Where's
that money? Just went to his gambling addiction.
All right, here we go. Jared, just prepare yourself. Usually the Nash is horrible on magical fumbles.
All right, I'm emotionally ready. Go.
Here we go. This one from Wade in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
What his a name? Wade?
A verb.
Wade.
I love the name Wade. It's a good name.
Like verb.
Ire
names.
Of a capricious god.
Mm.
The malefic eldritch being Lavalley curses you for taking too long to cast a spell or over describing its effects. Cast the spell Steel Voice on yourself, heightened to your maximum level, and using your own spell save DC. A critical failure is changed to as success, but the duration is 1 hour. So you might be silenced by this, which could be pretty bad.
Oh, wow.
Which means I can't cast spells.
Means you can't cast spells.
I get some kind of save against it, right?
Sounds like it's already starting. Yes.
Some kind of, that was role-playing.
You get a fortitude save against your own spell DC. So whatever your DCs are for your spells, roll a fort save.
I know what that is. And my fortitude's really good because I pumped my constitution. Here we go. And I roll under my spell save DC, so I fail.
Just a failure? Right.
Oh. You are
just a failure, not a critical failure.
Okay. You are rendered mute for 1 minute.
Critical failure would have been permanent.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay, Jared interesting.
Miming. <He's>...
It's weird. It says, this spell may contain spoilers from the Blood Lord's Adventure Path.
Yeah. Steel
voice. all right, so sadly,
thank
Jared.
You, Wade. That was a good one. Thank you, Wade.
That was a good one. Was that your
that
last?
That is a great one. I think so. Yeah, so I go to cast Acid Splash, and as I'm intoning the chords that reverberate through the spheres,
reverberate
through the planar spheres. Because I'm a bad singer, I hit a bad chord, and suddenly I get I lose my voice, and I'm silent, and it's someone else's turn.
It's someone
oh man,
else's
that's the same
turn.
Thing that happened to Bob Odenkirk.
No, wait, that was only two actions. It's not.
Yeah,
someone
you
else's
could
turn.
Move 5 feet if you wanted.
I could. I'm gonna, in terror, move 5 feet away from her.
Okay. Deeper into the effect.
Deeper into the effect, and now I'm done.
Okay.
Now it's Balthazar's turn. Balthazar, give me a reflex save. See if you can be speedy.
Natural 3.
Oh,
brutal. Oh no.
Minus 10 to your John.
All right, so Balthazar is going to move. So let's see what see how if I can get to this square. It'll be 20 feet. Which I can't do in one action, right? Because I'm 35.
Two actions, yeah. You can
I'm down
do it
to 25,
two.
And it would cost an extra. So yeah. So Balthazar will spend. You know what? Balthazar is just going to spend all three actions moving, and he will get himself right. Oh no! Right up, he will charge in to the dryad.
Oh, nice. I don't care for that.
That will be my turn.
All right, that really changes things for me. So now it's going to be old champ's turn.
Old champ, kindly. He is going to... you know what? He's going to get up in there, too. So he is going to drop his longbow, and seeing that everyone is closing on the dryad, he's going to try to give her no escape as much as possible. So he's going to drop the longbow, draw his shield and longsword, and move up as close as he can to her, which is in melee and right next to Balthazar.
Well, that's smart. You've seen her cast spells. You assume she's going to keep going to that well, and now you've forced her to have to waste an action stepping away.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I don't like about it is, like, we're grouped up now, which could be a problem, but, you know, it's this is what he wanted to do.
All right, it's the top of the third round. I don't care for this. I'm going to, yeah, I guess I want to still do what I was planning here. Yeah. All right. She's going to take a step back, to avoid, being attacked while she casts a spell on, Balthazar. Now, I don't know what your immunities are, so let's assume that she hasn't seen an automaton. Go ahead and give me a will save.
Okay. All right. I'm going to not use that die that I've been using. Natural 1.
Oh, no.
Oh,
boy.
No. So what's the bottle cap situation in SideQuest Side Sesh?
We all started with one, I think you said.
With a hero point.
Oh, yeah. Did we do this in did we
no,
mention
we
this
talked
in
about something else. I don't know if we said it, but I think I said that we would be using it. So you do have a bottle cap if you'd like to reroll.
I would like to reroll.
Okay. And you do get a +4 to your roll. I was going to say that right after I heard that you rolled a natural one.
I get a +4 for using the bottle cap or
no, you get a +4 based on this spell that she cast on you in certain other circumstances.
Okay, that's much better. Natural 19 for a 30.
Nice. Well, shit. So a 30 is it is not a critical success. So all you know that, she tried to cast some sort of spell on you that was harmless, but you don't know what it was. And unfortunately, that is the end of her turn. However, fortunately for me, in the brush to the south of her, about 30, 40 feet away, you, maybe Rufus will have trouble seeing this, but now that Champ and Balthazar and Karazor have sort of gotten out of that entanglement and moved closer to the action, you see several other figures start to emerge from the brush. They look like they're not wearing a lot of clothing, like they just have like a little grass around their crotch area. And at first they look like just a men, but then you realize their faces look like alligators.
Alligators?
Yeah, so I will
I think reveal. You mean dogs, Troy. They're
where's
dog
the dog guys?
No, they
where's
look...
the dog?
These aren't the guys we're looking for.
It's the yes, island
of
the
dog guys.
These are definitely alligator-ish.
Whoa. Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So one of them will act right now and will close on Champ with two actions and then go to bite you with its mouth.
Oh, gross. Boy. So oh, it has no. nothing in its hands.
No, it has a long spear in its hands, but it came up to you and it's holding long spear and just goes to take a bite out of you, not knowing that there is no meat on those bones. And I rolled a pretty shitty 17.
That is a miss.
Yeah.
That'll okay. hit. Yeah, he bites right into his chain shirt, his dirty old chain shirt.
And chips a tooth. And now it is Karazor's turn. So now you've got this dryad. You've got this alligator type person with four other in the background.
Okay, so Karazor is going to run up into a potential flanking position for Balthazar or whoever else next on their turn, but he's going to run up behind the dryad, screaming, says, "We are pacifists! We only seek knowledge!" And he's going to do a power attack on her. Ah, oh, natural one!
No!
Oh, come on!
Bottle cap!
I'm going to use it. Thank you for the reminder.
Okay.
Natural 18. That is a 30 to hit. That is a 30
to hit the dryad is a critical hit.
So,
so you turned a fumble into a crit.
It's a big swing. It's a big swing.
All right. Hold on.
I'll hold the music for you, Skip.
Okay. 38. That's 38 points of damage.
My 38 goodness. Points of damage?
Yeah.
Because that's doubled. Is your weapon made out of any particular material?
It's made out of a new substance from, I think, Dark Omens, the new or Dark Archive, called metal.
I was waiting for it. Like,
I knew it was going to be how he was gonna have
just
bomb
busting, but it was like, I really believed you for a second. You got yeah. me. It was a hot hair.
Great skid.
I thought you were serious. all right. So she's like, fuck! Ow! And that was that. Do you have one more attack? Or
no,
was
that was
it. Two to
power
there?
Attack is two actions, and I moved, so...
All right, Rufus, you are still in the thick of it over there. Give me another reflex save. See if you've figured
all
out
right.
this.
Here
your
we
footing.
Go. That's a good one. This time it is a... Let me just make sure. Yeah, that's a 23.
23 is enough. So you don't take the penalty to your movement, but it is still difficult terrain.
The problem is that I am still muted, right, for a minute. But that's okay because there's something I still can do. And when I see... a bunch of alligator-headed warriors come up over the bluff, screaming at us, wielding spears. I finally realize I can't hold back any longer.
Oh,
and I go,
no,
I have to. I'm just thinking because I can't talk. I have to release the dragon. And I go, and my tunic pops open and the dragon tattoo on me catches fire. And I'm like,
But no sound comes out.
A medium-sized red dragon painfully rips itself free of my torso smashes its way out covered in blood into a square adjacent to me. It is Velthrexen Bob.
Yes.
Velthrexen Bob. Yeah, right in front of me, if you don't mind, whoever is moving that token. Yes.
It's me.
And Velthrexen Bob telepathically says to me, yes,
I rise again to crush the bones of humanoids beneath my claws. And I'm like, no!
So, Delph, Threx, and Bob can do one thing when I manifest him. It takes three actions to manifest my Adelon, but Threx, and Bob can make one action. And Threx, and Bob is just going to move into melee with a stride.
Right, and so, he can fly
close,
over there.
As close as Velthrex and Bob can get, which is...
Is he flying?
Velthrex and Bob has the glider form feature, which means Velthrex and Bob is not really... has wings that can glide, but Velthrex and Bob has not evolved to the point where he can fully fly yet. You fool, if we let him fly, society would be over. Okay.
So he has to fight his way through the brush. He can't, if he were to jump off something, could
does he
easily
get a reflex save?
I guess he would get a reflex save. Yeah, let's see if his speed is hampered.
Can he glide from Rufus's chest to the ground?
Yeah, I could I could manifest him over my head and maybe do it that way. I don't know.
I like it. That's fine. Yeah, it's much more cinematic.
I'd like to see the Pythagoras numbers before we start having any fun around here.
Look,
is Rufus 18 feet tall? In which case, he should be fine.
let me just make sure my turn goes on really long. Okay, so unfortunately, glider form is its own action. So let's give him let's do this by the books. He only has one action, and
reflex
taking
it.
Glider form, it says it's an action. Fuck it, let's just give him a reflex save.
Okay,
to get out of this goddamn, and he rolls terribly. He rolls a 13.
Okay. So, I thought he would have excellent reflex. All right, so he's got to fight his way through.
Okay, so he goes what, he can go 10 feet? He has 25 feet of movement.
All right, so that's
he can go 5 feet.
Switch to 15. Feet. Yeah, because he loses 10, so it's 15. So he should be fine after this turn, but he comes out and just starts blasting his way through the brush.
Right.
The taste of flesh shall once again meet my jaws.
it's a big turn here for Balthazar when you see this army of alligator-headed creatures coming up from below. What do you do?
Okay, Balthazar is going to spend an action to go into gorilla stance.
Gorilla stance.
Nice.
And then he gorilla-like walks forward on his knuckles to take a 5-foot step forward to flank the dryad with Karazor. If I can get this to work, which I cannot. Okay, there we go. And then he is going to, with his final action, he's going to attempt to grapple the dryad with his gorilla arms.
I don't like that.
So this is going to be an athletics check, I believe, against your fortitude DC.
Is it fortitude or reflex DC?
That's a good question.
Intuitively, it's reflex, but I feel like you might be right that it's fortitude.
I've done this a number of times.
I think it's your
athletics
DC, isn't it?
Could be that as
well. You're doing a grab?
I'm almost certain it's a fortitude DC, and I'm correct. It's the fortitude DC. Never question me again, Joe.
Joseph.
I was just throwing it out there. Everybody was naming skills and saying the letters DC after them. I just added in.
All right, so
go ahead. 25 to grapple.
That is a critical success.
Nice.
Think it might.
Your target is restrained until the end of your next turn unless you move or your target escapes.
Awesome.
Wow. Restrained, not grabbed. So please apply the restrained condition.
Oh, I shall. I was hoping someone would give me a condition.
And because I have the crushing grab class feat taken, you automatically take some bludgeoning damage equal to my strength modifier. So you take 4 points of bludgeoning damage just because I grab you so hard.
Grab me so hard. Okay, she doesn't care for that. Ah, no matter how beautiful she is.
What happened to Balthazar?
Balthazar is gone. Balthazar is gone. Do you just vanish after you do that grab ability?
He got shunted to the north end of the map.
That's weird that he did that. That's weird. Does she go with him? Who put these things on the map over here? These targets.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
I thought you did. I thought you were like staging them and getting ready for something. I was like, he's getting ready for something.
Somebody's doing something weird. Now they're gone.
That's Balthazar's turn.
That's Balthazar's turn. All right.
Gorilla stance, move, grab.
Doom, 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 doom. All right, so it is one of these warriors' turns. Warriors, come out and play! Yay! 1, 2, 3, 4. It slides up to Karazor.
Oh, no, I'm flanked. Am I flanked? Because she can't attack, right? So
If she's restrained, if she was grabbed, she could still attack. But restrained, what is the difference, Matthew, with restrained?
I'm currently looking that up right now.
I think she can't use any action with the attack or manipulate trait.
Yeah, when you're tied up
and can barely move, or a creature has you pinned, you have the flat-footed and immobilized conditions, and you can't use any actions with the attack or manipulate traits except to attempt an escape or force open your bonds.
There you are. Awesome. So you are not flanked. Flanked in look only. It is going to attempt to strike you with its spear. Let me just look at my abilities here. It's going to be probably not 19.
Oh, just barely missed.
Just barely missed. All right. And with its final action, it will raise a shield. The other one right next to it will... Let me just see if that's the right one here.
Man, great move with that. Grapple thing, Matthew. Otherwise, I might be down.
Yeah, because Karazor is the one to the most south here while these things are coming after him. This one is going to go ahead and do the same exact thing. It's going to first action stride up to you, second action try and hit you with a spear. 16 is a miss. And then it will raise its shield. And now it is Champ's turn.
Champ is going to, seeing Karazor get surrounded, he's going to move to help Karazor. So Champ is going to disengage from this fight. I that would provoke if it has an attack of opportunity.
You're disengaging from that, and it does have an attack of opportunity.
Woo!
Whoa.
So it will, as you're going away, it'll try and stab out with
its long
spear.
I have never fought
spear.
An enemy in 2E that does not have an attack of opportunity.
And only you. Everyone
only
else
me, literally
fought.
Only me.
I don't think I ever have
every
fought
other
anything.
Any time I'm ever in melee with anyone, they have an attack of opportunity.
I've never come across anything that has an attack of opportunity. I've never been opportunistically attacked.
They all go after Joe. Luckily, it missed, I'm assuming, with a 15.
Yes, great. I was hoping for a miss.
Bad rolls. Bad rolls.
He's going to move up past the restrained dryad to get next to Karazor. He will then attack the warrior that just ran up and attacked Karazor and missed. The most recent one that ran up, and will swing a short sword at that creature and roll a natural one.
Yeah!
Oh no!
You still got your bottle cap.
Yeah, I still do. I gotta use it. I'm gonna use my last bottle cap, and then
happen.
Here we go. Second swing is a 21 to hit.
21, even with a raised shield, is a hit.
Oh, awesome. Excellent. I forgot he raise his shield?
They both did?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I will do 6 points of damage to him, and then I will raise a shield. I will raise my shield.
You have to be a copycat.
Copycat, and that is the end of my turn.
All right, you said it was 6 points of damage?
6 points of damage, of slashing damage.
Ah, I hate you, he says in perfect English. All right, well.
Oh, man, this is a fight, dude.
We got a fight. All right, so the one down here at the bottom moves up. Now they're all in a row, which isn't good if there's a spellcaster about. But it's going to do the same thing that it did to Karazor. It's going to slide up and creating a wall here and try and strike you with the spear. And that is a 16, just bad rolls.
Nice.
And it'll raise a shield. Now, this one here is a little bit further away. So
the last one all the way down the bottom.
However, I think, do I have reach with the spear? No, here's what he's going to do. He's going to move up about 15 feet, and he's just going to throw the spear at Champ.
Oh, no.
You have to have a good... Oh, all right. Now, finally, a decent roll. Still not great. 20 to hit.
That is a miss. Hits the shield.
Bang!
Oh, nice.
Off the shield.
Just splinters immediately. It's not a very well-made spear. And with this final action, he will raise a shield as well. So they all have their shields up. And now we go to the top of round.
And they all carrying multiple spears, I assume?
Why?
Because we're just, are we going to remember that that guy doesn't have a spear anymore?
I will remember. I'm going to check his inventory, see how many spears he has. He only had one, and I'm going to remove it. I'm going to make that quantity zero.
Wow.
And now he has
You
none.
Can do that that quickly?
Wow. Yep. I can actually delete the spear straight from his character sheet, too.
Nice. Wow. All right. So everyone remember that guy. Yeah. He'll bite. He can still bite.
He can still bite. Yeah. okay.
Britney Spear. Not Britney Spears.
You know what's so nice? It's like I can take the spear off that one dude and then not fuck it up and remove it from the other guy's character sheet. They all have their own sheets.
Oh, that's great.
All right, top of round four, and it's the Dryad's turn, and really, really shitty situation for her here. She is restrained. You're tied up and can barely move. You fell through the immobilized. You can't use any actions except to escape or force open your bonds. Restrained overrides grab. I don't think I have a spell that's going to get me out of this one. So I'm going to just attempt to escape.
Against my athletics DC?
I guess so. This is not... You ever look up Pathfinder 2E and accidentally look up Pathfinder 23? That's a fun thing I like to do on accident sometimes. Pathfinder 23 is coming out next year, by the way.
So basically, Troy, unarmed attack, acrobatics, or athletics, whatever is best for you. You use against...
Or thievery if I was tied up.
Right.
You aren't.
Okay. I am not. So that is probably going to be best for her. It's not good.
Yeah, really, Matthew.
Not good. All right. She's going to try and strength her way out on her, like with an unarmed attack. 15.
Fail.
Nice.
Yes! Fail. I can't. Yeah, I am.
I'm sure the athletics DC of this monk is pretty low.
You are not going anywhere.
I was just
going to so feed creepy. Your intestines to my human friends.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's so creepy.
She's so pretty, though. All right. Well, I'm going to... I take my multiple attack penalty, but I'm just going to keep hoping for a nat 20 here. I need... She's just like... I'm literally like panicking trying to get out. Natural 3 on the second roll. Only a nat 20 can get me out, and I fail. So she's just...
Nope.
this is a critical fail.
It's a critical fail. You don't get free, and you can't attempt to escape again forever. No, just until your next turn.
Until my next turn. All right, so my third action, she just... hisses.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Not, fight.
This is not awesome. all right, the alligator guy that seems to be the leader here, I don't know if he's in league with the Dryad or not. You're not sure, but he's standing right next to you there, Mr. Balthazar the Mild, and he is none too pleased with you. Sometimes I just talk to stall.
Well, we can tell because your talking speed slows down.
Let me tell you about
very
him.
Very slowly.
He is unimpressed. All right. Well, this is interesting. I am going to cast a spell. Do you want to release her and take an attack of opportunity?
I don't have the attack of opportunity feat, so no.
Fantastic. Give me a will save.
Okay.
He's got spells.
That's fun.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Ugh. It was on a great roll and then rolled to a middling roll. I'm sorry, you said will or fortitude?
Will.
16.
That was a failure.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I think you get a bonus. Let's say with a +4 circumvent if you or your allies recently threatened or used hostile.
So give yourself a charm?
Give yourself a +4.
Oh, 20. It's.
And what's the total?
20.
That's a pass.
They shouldn't have fought us.
You know he definitely didn't cast charm. If he was critically stated, you would know that he would cast charm. That would have been great. I could have been like, let my friend go, and you would have to do it.
So they are in cahoots.
I don't know. I just wanted you to let her go.
They're friends.
That's two actions. So now he only has one more action, and I hate him. This character and everything he stands for. He's going to try and bite your metal penis. Natty 19. That's going to be a 31 to hit.
That is a critical hit.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, this guy can do some damage.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's right.
This guy can do damage. Not a great roll. 18 points of piercing damage as his long alligator-like teeth just drive their way into your metal arms. How long can you hold on to this dryad? It is now Karazor's turn. There are five enemies left. One is restrained. That is the sixth one.
Okay.
So there are six enemies left.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
All right, I'm going to try to take out this dryad to free up Balthazar. This is like, please stand and listen as I sing my song of peace. Peace, we come bearing peace. That is a 20 to hit. No, that is a 21 to hit.
Which one are you attacking? The one you already hit?
The dryad.
Oh, the dryad.
Yeah.
Oh, a 20 to hit? Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. The restrained and pinned dryad while singing a song of peace.
This is such a weird tack. I mean you no harm!
As he's running out of his... that's 17 points of damage.
And she dies.
Yes!
In the arms. You feel, it must be a very comfortable feeling for you, Balthazar, as the life goes from her body and eyes in your arms.
Ah, yes. The feeling of life slipping away from one of you flesh bags.
He says,
how I've missed it.
She's actually more made of tree parts, but whatever.
Karazor, you got a couple more actions.
Chlorophyll bags.
I have one more action. I am going to direct it against the middlemost alligator man.
Yes, and the one that's been hit.
It's just like, good, now that your friend is gone, we have more time to discuss peace.
That is a 22 to hit.
Even with the ray shield, that is a hit.
Awesome. Oh, very low. 7 points of damage.
Okay, 7 points of damage. Yikes. Didn't care for that.
And
now it is Rufus's turn with Velfrexenbob.
Velfrexenbob. So when you have a Eidolon, you share your actions, but you can do something called act together, which means that one of you takes an action and the other one gets a free action. So the first thing they'll do is act together. And does Velfrexenbob, can he get his full movement out of the effect now?
Yes, per our ruling. This up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He could still, I mean, he's starting his turn. The problem is he's starting his turn.
He might
still
have to roll the save, yeah.
He still has to roll the save, which would just, he could still get out of there, but it may affect his total movement.
Okay, here is the save. That was better. A 21 this time.
That is it. That is her spell DC exactly, so you don't take a penalty to your speed.
Great. Okay, so then Velthrex and Bob will move down to there. Suddenly Balthazar and everybody sees this medium-sized but very horny-looking red dragon barreling down at them. Why did I choose the adjective horny?
Yeah, I was going to say, is he fully erect as he comes charging down?
I don't know, I was trying to be funny, and that was the word that came to my brain. Okay.
We surrender.
Rufus can act two here with act together, and I think Rufus would want to get a little closer so he can see what's happening. So Rufus will roll his reflex save and will fail again, so he can move what did we say?
5 feet.
Okay, Rufus. That's where you're at.
Oh,
okay.
Rufus.
So Velthrex and Bob gets two more actions, and Velthrex and Bob is going to move again to where he's right here, and he's
moving down to the back line.
Yep.
Yep, and he's going to unleash his breath weapon, a 60-foot line.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, this is so good. Goodness. Right through these three guys.
Wow. And,
amazing.
I need, I think it's a reflex save from all of them.
All right, the first
amazing.
One.
Amazing.
First one rolls a 13. The second
raise
one
raise your shield on that.
Yeah. Second one rolls a 21, and the third one rolls an 11. 13, 21, 11.
13, 21, and 11, and let me just take 10 minutes to figure out what the save DC is.
Yeah, I feel like at least one of those might be a critical failure.
Yeah, 13, 21, and 11 is what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, forgive me. I really should have had this ready to
It's
rock.
Your spell DC, almost certainly.
Oh, it would be my guy's spell DC. So then it would be 19. So two of them fail.
Two of them fail, and the other one will take half damage on a success.
Okay, and look, guys, it's still just a third level summoner. So what the damage does is 1d6 damage to all creatures in the area, okay? Hopefully this is really... Come on, roll a 6. I rolled a 4.
Nice.
So, Jared, did you... Sorry, did you say that it was a basic reflex save? Did you already say that?
Yeah, let's
I assumed
see.
It was.
With a basic reflex save against your spell DC. That's where it was. Spell DC, yes. Okay, so, yes, that's correct. So the guy that rolled a 21 only takes 2 damage.
Okay, and... It's definitely only 1d6. You don't get your spellcasting modifier as a bonus.
Your Eidolon deals 1d6 damage to all creatures within the area.
Is it heightened? It's probably heightened. It's probably 2d6, I would think.
Oh, at third level, and every 2 levels after, the damage increases by 1d6.
Oh, Brian.
Oh,
Brian, out of the clouds.
Yeah.
Over here. I've just been playing a little Pathfinder 2E lately.
thank you, Joe O'Brien. Joe O'Brien, I added 1 damage with the second roll.
Might as well let him roll it.
So five altogether, my friend.
I rolled a 6. I really did.
Damn it.
Wow. All
That's right. How it's done, Logan. All right, so 5-5-2.
5-5-2.
That's right.
Boom, boom, boom. Bill Thexenbaum.
That is awesome. Awesome.
Burn, burn. Small, all right, fleshy things.
Balthazar, you're standing toe-to-toe with the perhaps the leader of this bunch. He tried to charm you and failed. The body falls from your arms. What do you do?
I release the limp, lifeless body of the dryad. Say, your charms do not reach me, and I will gorilla slam this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Gorilla slam.
Crack die.
I bet.
Okay, that's a 25 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Nice.
Even with his beautiful shield.
All right, so that is going to be 14 points of damage.
Okay, 14 points of damage. Wow, okay.
Second attack with the Gorilla Slam.
Wow.
Is going to be a 15 to hit.
15 to hit is a miss.
It's a miss. And now because the Gorilla Slam has the... Oh my, I'm sorry, there's like an airplane and a mobile club that just keeps circling my block right now.
In my bathroom.
And it's in my bathroom. the Gorilla Slam has the backswing trait, which means it used the momentum of a missed attack to lead you into the next attack. So I am going to take my third attack because I get a +1 from the miss. And also it's forceful, so my damage goes up each successive attack, even if I miss.
Make it happen.
So this is just a straight die roll, no bonus. We'll see what happens here.
Straight roll, no bone?
Straight roll, no bone, miss with the 12.
Miss with the 12. It's now time for the Warriors. The one down to
Warriors.
The furthest to the east was going to go after Karazor here. He is going to start with a bite. And miss with an 18, I'm assuming. Or
that 13. Is a miss.
I mean, terrible, terrible miss. Rolls. I'm going to bite again. 17.
Miss.
Raise shield.
Raise shield.
The other one will do the same thing. Go for a bite. 17. Brutal. 5.
Miss.
And then raise shield. And then it's Champ's turn.
Okay. Champ will attack the warrior in the middle, the one that's straight down from Karazor, the one that he hit last round.
Yes, that one has been hit the most.
Yeah. Here we go. Swinging that short sword in melee, that is the exact same roll, 21 again, which I think you said hit with.
That is a hit.
The short John, that is 3 points of damage, and... he will attack a second time.
You won't need to attack that one a second time because he falls.
Oh,
yes!
Oh, champ is here.
Shit.
Phenomenal.
Boumaye. Kindly. Boumaye.
I'm assuming a 16 is a miss against the one directly below me.
Because of that raised shield, it is.
And then I will raise a shield for my third action and I'm done.
No one likes a copycat. Well, you might need that shield up because here comes the Jaws of Life. While I rolled fives and sevens against Skid, I rolled a 28 against you.
Oh, no.
Jeepers. Yeah.
Excuse me, a 23.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay, so he takes a bite out of your bone for 9 points of piercing damage. Okay. And we'll try again. 21.
Miss.
Oh, yes. Wow, okay.
Bam, so, hits the shield.
And the shield goes up, and then the other one is going to take an attack on Velfrox and Bob.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be a jaw strike, 17 to hit.
17 to hit, and that is a miss against Velthrex and Bob.
God. Yes. And then awesome. It misses again and raises its shield. That is the end of round four. At that moment.
You can't.
There's nothing else.
You can't.
The din of this battle is all of a sudden harshly interrupted by a booming, gravelly voice. And it starts off speaking in a language. I'm not sure. Maybe Karazor. Do you speak Mwangi? Do you understand Mwangi?
I do.
You do. I do. You understand it at first. And so it starts speaking, by the authority vested in me, by the sovereign. And then it pauses and realizes that none of you know besides Karazor what he's saying. And so he speaks in common and says, by the authority vested in me, by the sovereign, I hereby extend the hospitality of the Bopanese kingdom to these strangers, and I command thee to stand down.
Whoa.
And with chattering and muttering, these fey-like crocodile warriors like back down and meld with the greenery of the jungle. And as they fade into the jungle, suddenly 12 other figures, heavily armored and heavily armed, emerge from the brush. And they all have dog-like faces. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's a time to stop.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow. Baby.
Good
Welcome
fight,
to the
huh?
jungle.
Good fight.
Good yeah, that was fight. A good fight. It was a good one.
God, that was fun. Juicy.
Thanks for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. For more podcasts and live streams, visit glasscannonnetwork.com. And for exclusive shows and content you can't find anywhere else, subscribe today at patreon.com/glasscannon.